This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
7:46, 14 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWO, getting ready to talk to Laura Harris. Laura Harris, Education Policy Manager for Bike Easy, about bike safety in St. Claude, a dangerous place. But before we get to that, I don't know if y'all knew it or not, but St. Claude was Claude La Colombière from France, who was a Jesuit priest. Did you know that, Laura Harris?
You know, I think I had heard that, but it's been a long time. Thanks for that reminder.
Yeah, I mean, all my life I've heard about St. Claude Avenue. I never did know who St. Claude was. I had an Uncle Claude, but I didn't think it was him. Let's talk about Bike Easy. Is there a place, is St. Claude the most dangerous place for bicyclists in the city?
I would say certainly one of the most dangerous corridors. Yes, absolutely.
What is it that makes it so dangerous?
Well, one of the main things here is that St. Claude is a state highway.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, you know, all kinds of traffic. We have big, you know, 18-wheelers. The most recent fatality of a person on bike was at St. Claude and Franklin, where a big truck turned in front of the path of the person biking. So it's, you know, kind of these big trucks sharing the road with, you know, tons of people walking and biking on St. Claude. But there's not any kind of, you know, protected bikeway or much infrastructure to help keep people safe. So it's a combination of a lot of different factors, like, you know, high levels of traffic, a lot of people biking and walking, a lot of people, you know, not exhibiting the most safe behaviors. There's a lot of excessive speeding. You know, the posted speed limit's 35. Certainly people are going much faster than that at nighttime. You know, I've witnessed people going probably close to 70 miles an hour. There's no enforcement on some of these other issues, like illegal parking in the bike lane. Illegal parking in the neutral ground is a pretty big issue because it's really reducing visibility, you know, for all road users, people having to pull out almost in the middle of the road just to be able to see to cross the street. So it's kind of a few of these factors compounding to create a pretty unsafe situation.
When you have a bike lane that's on a state highway like that, would somebody do better to go on an adjacent street, perhaps, like, I don't know, North Villery or something? I'm looking at the map. I'm trying to figure out a street that runs parallel to St. Claude
Avenue, or North Rampart. A lot of people kind of just don't really have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's, you know, if you want to bike a few blocks out of your way, if you have time, but, you know, most people are just trying to get where they need to go. And unfortunately, because of the way that, you know, St. Claude goes through the Ninth Ward, which is cut off, you know, by the train tracks at a certain point, by the canal at a certain point, if you, you know, are crossing any of those things, you're kind of forced to go back over to St. Claude. Cutting over to Rampart Street in the Bywater, you know, is nice if you are going in that direction. But, you know, the fact is that St. Claude, a lot of people's destinations are on St. Claude. St. Claude's home to tons of bars, restaurants, grocery stores, things that people are actually biking too. So, you know, even if maybe it makes sense to go on another street for a few blocks, it might not, mm-hmm. because a lot of people are actually going to destinations that are on St. Claude itself. So we really deserve, you know, we feel that St. Claude deserves better treatment for people biking and walking, knowing that so many people are already biking and walking on this corridor.
What's another dangerous area in the city for bikers?
Pretty much any
bicyclists, I should say.
Yeah. We like to say people on bikes just to kind of remind people, you know, everyone's a person mm-hmm. just getting where they need to go. St. Claude, certainly a lot of the state highways that traverse through the city don't have great infrastructure. Most of the fatalities of people on bikes have happened at state highways or places where people are crossing state highways. So those also include streets like Claiborne. It's certainly a place where a lot of fatalities happen. People crossing, trying to get across Claiborne Avenue is another big one.
Manhattan on the West Bank too, right? I see ghost bikes there a lot.
Yeah, unfortunately we've seen them all over the city.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. We'll talk about what people need to know and what can be done to improve bike safety in the city. Laura Harris, our guest, education policy manager for Bike Easy. 751, 9 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 757, 3 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. We like to talk to the people from Bike Easy. Laura Harris, education and policy manager for Bike Easy, to try and make it safe for people on bicycles, also people that are driving, inevitably, whenever we talk to you. Laura, I get texts from people talking about bicyclists driving the wrong way, and what sometimes people don't understand is that not everybody in a car follows the rules either. Thoughts on people getting along and sharing the road? And what the law says as well.
Yeah, certainly. You know, people on bikes fare best when they act as and are treated as drivers of vehicles. You know, so people on bikes, on vehicles too. So, you know, we all have a duty to share the road responsibly. Both people on bikes, people on cars should be following the rules, communicating with each other, you know, being aware that everyone's just trying to get where they need to go. So doing things like using turn signals in your car or using your hand signals on your bike, making people aware of your direction of travel can really do a lot. You know, people should always be going in the direction of traffic. That's whether you're driving or biking. And doing as much as we can to communicate, being visible, and just kind of being aware of behaviors that people on bikes might do to keep themselves safe, like taking the lane. You know, if you see somebody riding their bike more in the middle of the lane, it's probably because it's the safest place for them to ride. New Orleans has a lot of narrow streets. We have a minimum of 3 feet required for passing a person on a bike by law in Louisiana. So if there's not more than 3 feet to pass somebody, you need to wait till it's time to give them space to be able to pass safely. We teach people on bikes not to ride too close to the right edge. We don't want people to be in danger of a car door opening into the path of someone biking, and we want to make sure people are visible and safe. So that's why you might see people on bikes riding more towards the middle of the lane, or what we call taking the lane. So there's just a few things that people can do. Something that drivers can especially do is always look before you open your car door. Anytime you're getting out, practice using your opposite hand to open the car door. It's going to force you to look behind you to see if anyone's coming. So if you can just do one little thing, just always look before you open your car door to make sure people are safe.
Defensive driving. Thank you, Laura. We'll be back. WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.